This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak to your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. And if you think there's anybody out there that you know that may benefit from this wisdom, and it is wisdom, feel free to share this content as well. So, Israel, in a few days, will be celebrating Independence Day. Woohoo! And while people are like, how can you celebrate Independence Day? You know what? Thank God that we are independent, right? If Jews, and I don't want to get off on a thing now about anti-Semitism, what have you, but Jews have been persecuted for thousands of years. And, you know, the Hamas attack, while it is tragic and terrible, and the war that's going on, and Hezbollah, and Iran, and the college campuses in the U.S., and all hell breaking loose where Israel is being kind of isolated, you know what the one saving grace is? That Israel has its own army. Israel has its own country for the first time in Jewish history as well. So, you know what, at the end of the day, all you naysayers and whatever you are, college progressives who don't even know what you're fighting for and why you're blockading universities, you have no clue what's going on. And just so you know, we'll still be here, okay? You might be in prison. Joke's on you. But we will still be here because we are independent and we are celebrating Israel's Independence Day. Number 76, I believe, if I count correctly. And I'd like to segue that, how smooth that, Katzman, and you are so smooth, right? Into how you can become financially independent. You know, there are also all those naysayers saying, no, you don't have to be independent. You can be full of debt and all this kind of stuff. Nonsense. Okay, be financially independent. How do you become financially independent? You don't watch TikTok. You watch the Aaron Katzman Show, and then you share it and you like it. But what's important is, number one, that you get yourself out of debt and that you live within your means. Meaning, what's that mean? That means if you make a salary of $4,000 a month, okay, you don't spend $5,000 a month because you're going to get points on your credit card. Bad financial decision, okay? If you're making $4,000 a month, spend $3,000 a month, okay? Now we're going to go back. I'm going to backtrack. If you've got debt, the first thing you need to do is get yourself out of debt as aggressive as possible, okay? It's great to get points, okay? You can stay at the beautiful hotel for half price. You get discount. You can get upgrades on your next flight. But you know what? That's really, really expensive because you're paying up the wazoo. You're paying well over 15, if not 20% for the honor, for the merit of carrying that debt. So get rid of the debt now, okay? And if it means taking another job, take another job. Get out of debt, okay? Number one. Then make a budget. Okay, factor in your expenses. Tighten things up. And live, like I said, live within your means. And within that budget, you'll want to have a line item, which is for savings, or what we like to say, pay yourself first. Right at the top, okay, right after either mortgage or rent, you want to pay yourself first. You want to put between 10 and 15% of your income into savings. Now, it may be that you're getting pension, you're getting that kind of thing at work. And it might be close to 10 or 15%. If that's the case, cha-ching, you don't really have to do very much. But if you're short or you're not doing it or it's on you, you have to take the you have the responsibility, right? Take that responsibility. It's on you to make sure that you open up either a retirement account or an individual taxable account, and you put money away every single month. Okay, you've got to do it, and it should be within the framework of your budget. Again, if you're getting company-sponsored retirement plan, if you're getting a 401k, if you've got an IRA, what have you, so great, okay? But there's no rule that says you can't put in more, okay? Put in more than the 10 or 15%, right? The more the merrier, obviously, but you want to get to those numbers because over time, that's what's going to allow you to have that secure retirement, that secure nest egg, which will allow you financial to be comfortable later on in life, both in retirement and pre-retirement. Number four, okay, pay off your mortgage. While you're investing, you want to do things sort of in two tracks, parallel. You want to put money away, you want to invest, but you also want to prepay, pay down your mortgage sooner rather than later. I know you might have a great interest rate. Who cares? You know who's making money off of that? The bank, whoever you took that mortgage from. Why on earth do you want to have, in a world that, you know, is going crazy, literally going crazy, why would you want to owe a bank money? Why don't you want to own your home, your apartment outright? Pay down the debt as soon as possible. It's funny. I know that, what's his name? Dave Ramsey. That's one of his quote unquote baby steps. Later on, once you start saving to also pay down your mortgage, he recommends taking a 15-year fixed. Those of you who are watching this in Israel, that's not as fixed, isn't as fixed as you think it is. So that's a little bit trickier. But A, it's important to pay it down. Number two, he did this thing where he interviewed millionaires who didn't inherit money, who worked hard and created and saved and became millionaires. And like very few, on average, I think it said, on average, the average millionaire paid off their home in like 7.5 years, 8 years, something along those lines, okay? So it's certainly a cornerstone to building wealth. Get rid of any debt. We like to say that mortgage at least is an acceptable form of debt because at least at the end of the day, you're putting in, it's sort of a bad savings plan, right? At the end of the day though, you're owning your property outright. But because it's a bad savings plan, get rid of it sooner rather than later. And don't start arbitraging, oh, I'm paying 3%, they can make 5% in the market. The fact of the matter is, just go back a couple of years. That haven't, you know, in the last 4 years, that haven't worked out very well. Two of those 4 years have sort of had serious market decline. So that's not a great plan. The arbitrage plan is never a good plan. And B, you don't tend to do it. You're not as gung-ho at paying down your debt. Just pay it down. Own your property outright. It's fantastic. Okay. Not to have any payments on your mortgage is fantastic. Okay. We become, in just a few minutes, you just become financially independent, right? Out of debt, budget, save for the long term, pay down your mortgage. And once you do all those things, then you can start saving again. Well, you want to buy another property? Save, right? Got all this extra money, right? An extra mortgage payment, which suddenly sitting around in your bank, either you can put that into more taxable savings, right? Put it into the market, buy some ETFs and what have you, or save and buy another property and just keep doing it. Recycle, you know, the plan over and over and over again. And that's the way to grow wealth. And as I've said before, and you can look at my other videos, I just had one recently, you don't have to be a millionaire. You can become a millionaire, whatever that means, okay? Again, you know me, I don't like defining myself by the fact that I'm a millionaire. I think that you should define yourself on the fact that you're a good person, an honest person, and you're, you know, you give charity. Those are things which are much more important. But if this is financial, and the way to accumulate wealth, right? You can accumulate wealth on a low salary. It's done all of the time, but it means making choices, making prioritizing things. What is important to you, ultimately, right? The latest gadget, running up a lot of debt, or being secure financially so that at the end of the day, you can buy whatever you want within reason, okay? Congratulations, Israel, on your independence. Show the rest of the world, right? You might be isolated right now, but the heck with them, okay? They can barricade themselves in whatever new campus, college campus they want. They're all talking drivel. Most of them don't even know what it is they're protesting. We have our own country, thank God. And things are going to be well. We will continue to be independent. And you too, on a personal level, that's on a national level, on a personal level, Watch the video again and again and again, because these are the keys. These are the keys to become financially independent as well. You've been tuning into the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak to you about your life, your money, and your investments. If you liked this content, please hit the like button below. If you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the podcast and the YouTube channel. And if you like this, don't be afraid to share it with your friends. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.